Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go. It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoot-a-ba-ba-dee-ba-ha-da,
woo-da-dee-da. The twins, up-a-da-ba. Hat-da-ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh, hoo-ha.
Back. Back for season 3. Boss Babes. Boss Babes. We do it big.
Do it big. It's going to be Boss Summer, right, Stace?
All the way to Miami. Snatch Jaw.
Miami.
Wow, that was meta.
Y'all,
they're back.
We're back.
The Silva twins.
Song of the summer.
I'm going to tell y'all now. If you're watching this on the Discovery Plus app, or if you have the Discovery Plus app, for each episode, there's like a little 6-minute featurette that says inside the episode.
I did not watch it.
And you watch it after the episode because there's spoilers. You got to watch it. It's 6 minutes. That's where they put all the weird stuff.
Oh, my God.
There's just,
tell me. You watched it?
Yes. There's
okay.
Like.
You just, can tell me then.
I don't want to tell you all. I'm going to make you watch it.
Fine.
But I think.
Well, maybe we should stop it now.
I think going forward, we should watch it together and then tell people what happened. Because at this section, there's just a. They're talking about their plastic surgery and stuff, but they're just. They show the scene where they told Debbie and Raina, like Debbie and Raina see them for the first time after their new looks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they flash to it a little bit when Darcy was cheersing. But like at one point, they just play music on their teeth, their new veneers with their nails. It's great. That's all I'm going to say. Watch it.
Oh, y'all.
It's some of the best parts.
The Silva twins are back.
They're back.
Silva twins, by now it's like 4.0. They're pretty robotic at this point.
They actually have different faces than what we're seeing now.
I agree. I think the in the moments are a lot more, things have settled lot more.
I've had family members that, y'all, when you get your face done, when I get my lip from the doctor I love in San Diego, the lift, you're not going to see me for 6 months. I'm going to wear
it. Could I take you up on that?
Yeah, it's true. I'll have somebody just replace you for the watch-alongs, and they'll just have you in their ear, and they'll just mime their voice. But I'm going to wear that mask like RuPaul did when nobody could do her makeup on those COVID, when she did pandemic drag race.
That was amazing.
I haven't watched this new season.
It's recorded. I haven't watched it.
I still want to catch up on Canada's the last season. I'm going to do that. But
yes.
But yes, they're doing, they did now. It's not like, I don't.
It's another little thing. They've had their eye lift.
This sounds horrible to me. I mean, painful. Where they, I guess it's threading. So the what they, Sissy's explained this to me. They put threads and they just pull threads. Like that
to
sounds,
pull their eyes up?
That sounds horribly painful to me.
Yeah. Well, the brow situation is a little at an extreme.
I mean,
especially Darcy's brows.
Y'all, you know it's not great when your daughters say you look like Miss Piggy. when Aspen said, yeah, she came back, she kind of looked like Miss Piggy.
I love Darcy's daughters.
I love Anika and Aspen.
I know.
I love this family.
They're so cool. We wouldn't be able to hang with them.
Oh, no.
They're so grossly cool.
This is what happened. Y'all, Jake would go up to them and say, hi, so I don't know, but we do a podcast. We talk about your mom or the reality guys. And you know, we just want to say that we think you're so cool.
And, like, I think you're cool. Like, I'm cool. And, like, we can hang or, like.
And then they'll.
They're like, I'm 17.
Because I've seen Jake when he gets around. When he gets around people that, like, trigger that, like, teenage girl in you.
Like, I want to be cool. Yeah.
He does.
I have no chill.
He does that. And you do say the word like a lot. Like, you're a teenager. Yeah. Girl,
I want to be liked by them.
I just get quiet and stand in the corner and I just kind of blink.
Like you were at 17.
Yes. We revert to those people.
And I try to be the popular one.
And they would be like, they probably would be a little nice to us because their mother always told them to be nice to gay people because they'll do your makeup. But then they would be like, wow.
I think they'd be shady with us. There's those old guys.
Was that old gay guy? I didn't know gay people could be that old. Me either, Aspen. Anyway, so, if you're jumping in for the first time,
you buckle up.
Welcome to Reality Gays, because this is on our main free feed.
I will say, if you're jumping into Darcy and Stacey, you need to start at season one.
You do need to start at season
one.
And
I would heartily tell you to actually start with Darcy's first season, which is Before the 90 Days, season two. If you haven't.
To really understand Darcy, you really need to understand.
And Stacey is basically all the way through that as her sister
confidant. It really is. It really is required viewing. I have to say.
You need to see how royalty was made.
You are. Yes, you do. If you're new to the show, that was us singing that theme song you just heard.
Yeah.
We love Darcy and Stacey. They're queens. They're our queens, and they also make really bad decisions, which is probably why we relate to them, because we've made really bad decisions.
And they are, and I think they're living their lives in front of a camera.
They are, and you know, I think you've said this, or we both have said this, but y'all. We all have a little bit of Darcy or Stacey in us.
We do.
So they might seem extreme to you, but ask yourself, wait a minute. Did a guy sweet talk me that I broke up with and I fucked his brains out?
And did
that
I
night?
Sleep with him more than once?
More than.
Oof. Yikes.
So I'm just saying, just put your judgments and enjoy this show. This is this is a great show to just turn your brain off.
So they're playing volleyball with the girls, mm-hmm. and y'all like the titties are just flopping around.
I would have accidentally hit a breast thinking it was a volleyball. I've been like, I got it. I'm sorry, Stace.
Daddy Silva, y'all, the fox that is Daddy Silva,
ooh.
Who probably murdered a person before coming to this barbecue.
Talk about somebody with tattoos. He has legit, like, I think, Marine Army, Navy tattoos on him.
He's teaching Florian to flip burgers. I think Florian looks healthier than I've seen him look.
He looks like he doesn't look so emaciated.
Yeah. He's a little bulkier,
he's
too.
A little
did you
bulkier,
notice?
And Daddy Mike's flipping these burgers seemed like, this is what I'll do to you, boy, if you hurt my daughter. I'll just burn you up. No, I'm kidding. They're having a good time.
He's like, do you do burgers and hot dogs in Albania? Lamb. We grill lamb.
Oh, lamb, do you? Do you do a, would you, oh, lamb. Yeah, y'all have that at Christmas, right, in December?
Christmas with in December, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's when Santa comes.
No, Santa come no Christmas. Santa come no years.
stupid. Filthy stupid.
Y'all, Florian is...
Motherfucker.
Florian is really pleasant until he's not.
Until he's not.
Until he's not. Then he's angry. Mike, Daddy Mike says, you know, we're getting to their new look. And he said, I don't feel offended by them, you know, because that is something that some parents don't like when their children get plastic surgery, as they say, but you're not going to look like
me.
You're not
going to
look like part of the family. And he's like, no. He said, they're my daughters to me. He said, my dad had bags under his eyes. He got his bags removed.
Right. And they...
I love this man. He says, I still see my daughters.
They do say... They're talking about blowing their nose. Blow your nose.
Say, you can't blow your nose right now. When you got the boogers, you can't go. No, I can't do that.
And they're
show them, Stace. How you do it?
They're trying to eat food with these huge lips. Because y'all, they've still got stitches in their nose.
Still have stitches in their nose, and yeah, they are. I've thought about. I'm glad they're addressing this because I've seen these women in LA that just have these ridiculous platypus lips, which I am not a fan of.
They do. It's too.
I'm
much.
Like, how do you eat?
It's too. Like they have a hard time.
I don't think you could ever get lip implants because.
No, my lips are already quite sizable.
Well, I know, but they thin as we age. So I'm sorry. I don't think you knew that. Yeah, they thin as we get older, Poodle.
I'm not.
So like when you're 70, you're just going to have normal, non-unique lips.
Not when I start injecting
B-venom.
Some type of.
You're just going to have bees
know.
Come over and sting you in the lips repeatedly.
Yes. Some type of something peddled to me in the Amazon. I don't know.
But you're
absorbing essences from my niece and nephews.
But if you get your lips done too much, I'm thinking, how do they suck a dick?
It's true.
How do you?
And that's the thing.
You just kind of like.
I'd feel like my lips weren't really mine, and I would worry about my cock sucking skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're gumming down a corn cob.
Yeah. A good one. That one like from McDonald's, or not McDonald's, the good one from. Walt Disney World on Main Street.
Oh, yeah, the corn with, yeah.
That corn,
those are the best those, corn cobs.
Corn cobblers?
Corn cobs.
Corn dogs.
Corn
they're
dogs.
The best corn dogs.
No, I said corn cobs.
Oh, no, those are great, but you've had the corn dogs, too.
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
They really, why are they the best?
Best, Jerry.
The best.
That's
I want to go to Disneyland just to have a corn dog.
But I don't want it. Whip.
I don't want it with the side of COVID, so I'm going to stay here. Actually, Disneyland's probably pretty safe.
It's outdoors.
You're outdoors a lot.
Yeah, well, there's the rides.
But they're all kind of ventilated.
Unless it's the Haunted Mansion.
You know, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? So,
we're
going to
get a lot of Disney sissies now. They're going to explain. That are going to give us, not coming, but give us a very long explanation about precautions at Disneyland.
So, Darcy says, they're eating with their lid. She's like, I think I wrote down, they look much better in there in the moments. And they're talking about Aniko's pageant.
Before that, though, I think this is important. Because this is what I love about the show. They do address this whole plastic surgery thing right off the bat.
Yeah.
And the thing is, y'all, when they're doing that, secrets you think give you power, but secrets actually give you shame.
Mm-hmm.
And Darcy and Stacey, they talk about this. It's not just them like trying to get their look at me. They talk about this because they're saying, I'm putting this out there, and you have no power to make fun of me.
Right. It's and so smart.
It's so smart. And Darcy says, I know people are going to judge me, but I don't care. And Stacey's like, yeah, no shame in our game. No shame in our game. Doesn't Stacey always have the sayings from 10 years ago?
She is. It's like Snatch. keep it at 100.
It's like she heard them, and it's like she went to her net address.
She writes them down.
Account.
It's like, yeah. I got to work this in conversation. This is what the kids say. What's up?
What's up? Yeah, that she just discovered that.
She discovered that. It's very chuggy. What do the kids say?
Chuggy. That's probably too modern.
It is. Like the kids call their song chuggy.
Yeah, she just went, that's fetch.
Yeah. It's very, that's what the kids are saying.
these days.
So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there and say that. And if you're listening to us with Darcy Stacy, we usually only talk about their plastic surgery when they bring it up on the show, because we, Poodle said this once, and I'm going to reiterate it. If you think the most interesting thing about Darcy and Stacy is their plastic surgery, you're missing this.
You're missing out. Yeah.
You're missing out, because they are hilarious.
The who they are inside is 10 times more interesting.
It's 10 times more interesting, hilarious, horrifying, and also a little relatable.
Yeah.
All right, continue. They're talking about
I was just saying they're talking about Aniko's pageant.
Darcy's going to be a crazy pageant mom, and I can't wait.
And they're also talking about, Stacy says,
I don't want this pillow anymore. I'm activated.
Oh, God. Like Lindsay.
Yes.
So
I'm excited about this show.
They are, she also, they're in their moment. They're like, we have much more of a sense of and like, think about the next chapter. Think about going global. We're going global.
We're going global.
Doing it big.
Yes. Yep.
And there's, y'all,
they're starting a men's line.
Everything is...
Which means they're going to audition male models, yeah. I hope.
If you're new, everything has like a phrase, then one repeats it.
Yes.
Then there's another phrase, and then one says something that's kind of similar.
It's a twin power.
Yeah.
Twin power. It's the Silva call and response.
But they talk in these kind of platitudes that don't mean anything, yep. These Instagram stories.
All the memes you've ever seen.
Strong, empowered women. That was said tonight, and I about fell out.
They said it many, many times. Now, look, because...
Strong, powerful, empowered.
Because they're talking about Anika. She's like... And so, this is what I love about Darcy, though. Anika says, yeah, well, I have to balance. And she kind of puts just a little paper plate on her head. It embarrasses the girl, but... Aniko stands up and she walks to the plate. Every time Darcy wants to be such a supportive mother.
Yeah.
And her biggest, I think more than anything, well, her biggest fear in life is that she's unlovable.
Yeah.
Second to that, though, which is kind of mixed in that fear, is that someone's either going to say, or worse yet, her kids are not going to think that she is not a supportive mother.
Right.
She lives in fear on that on the daily, because that's why she tries to be such a good mom. Aniko stands up, y'all. She's just trying to balance a paper plate on her head. Darcy's like, oh, yeah. There you go. There. It's like she's watching Seabiscuit race.
Like a play-by-play.
Yes. Yeah. And she is so, she's like, there you got it, girl. You got this. What would Mother Poodle say if you put a paper plate on your head and try to do your balance?
Jaybird, tried to make you have good posture my whole life. Now you're putting a plate on your head? What are you doing it for? Foolishness.
So a lot of mothers wouldn't do this. Would your mother bug you about your posture?
Oh, yeah, constantly. My mother would say, be proud. Be proud of who you are.
Because
I can't be proud because you just made a scene in that Burger King.
And asked for the manager's number.
Yeah. Yeah, you just, and in front of all my classmates. Oh. So I don't really think I have a lot to be proud of right now, because you just screamed and demanded another chicken sandwich the right way.
The right way. My mother would, whenever my brother would walk, he would always slump his shoulders.
Yeah.
I didn't. When I was younger, I had better, mainly because I saw this. My brother would walk out. My mother would drop him off at middle school right in front of everybody. And he would never put his shoulders up. And my mom would roll the window down and she'd say, put your shoulders up, baby dumpling, for mama.
That's mortifying.
And my brother would get to where he would walk off slumped and he would hear the of the window and you'd see his shoulders just shoot back. That's how my mom would use embarrassment in public as a way.
Mine did that, but it wasn't active. She didn't know it was.
Yeah,
that was just who she was.
Yeah.
She just acted out. No, I was told to throw my shoulders back. And it's actually how I teach posture now. It's not about that at all. It's about keeping your xiphoid process up, keeping your chest high,
yes.
Kind of off of your, keeping your rib cage up, lifted.
Because you don't want to, support it. You did too. You don't want your shoulder blades just pinching.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
So you're, anyway, I'm not going to explain my postural technique. People pay me for that.
I learned that, yeah. Or if you have problems, take lessons from Poodle or go to Pilates. That's helped me. All right.
So they're talking about they're going global. They're launching their men's collection, yep. Like you said.
Men's swimwear.
Because we're more powerful together. And we do hear that.
They ask Aniko and Aspen, they're like, any boys? And they go, no comments.
And they're saying, oh my God.
Yeah, they're like, Mom, stop. And then Stacey says, well, Darce,
what about you? And she's like, well,
wow, I'm good.
I'm staying in my power.
She said, I've stayed in my power.
I've stayed in my power.
We did have a connection, you know.
Because y'all remember in Turkey had a lot of great energy. There's a lot of power here.
A lot of crazy.
It's very empowering.
Very empowering. She's like, I can't help but loving, but he's been texting me now and he wants me to go see him in New York. So
Stacey's like, stop it. Stay strong. Stay strong.
I'm staying empowered. I'm
staying in your power.
He's not going to convince me, Stacey. He's
You're
not
going
to convince me.
Powerful, empowered, staying in your power, woman.
You know, he's just texting me. I might go see him. I might not. I don't know. And then Daddy Mike.
Oh, my God.
We've been waiting for not just Darcy and Stacey. We've been waiting for 5 seasons of Darcy to someone to actually shoot an arrow. This was almost like an arrow, or like when Luke Skywalker had to shoot that thing. And go in that little like canal of the Death Star.
This is the gayest way to describe what happened in Star Wars.
He was in his little flight thingy.
Shoot that thing in like a canal.
He had to swoop down in that plane and shoot that pretty little sparkly.
A plane.
Yeah, and that pretty little sparkly light that went through that little bitty canal, just like a little bird's
eye.
And just went boop, that little shield, the Death Star went kabushi. So that's. This is like that, where Daddy Mike says...
I'm not even a big Star Wars person, and that just made me angry with describing that.
Daddy Mike, she's talking, and he said, well, you know, if you want to really be empowered, you can say those things, but you really got to live the words.
Change starts inside.
Doesn't matter what you do. All the stuff you just did on the outside, it's inside.
And they just all kind of stood there. Do you think either of them heard that?
And Darcy looks off. She goes, what are you going to wear for the pageant, Aspen? What are you going to wear? Well, she didn't say that. Darcy's kind of like, she does this thing where she puts her tongue over her front teeth.
Yeah.
And she just goes, yeah. And just kind of like.
It's just not, it's not penetrating.
Well, I think it kind of is, but she's like opening her eyes, like, and in her head, she's saying, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Because, y'all, this is great advice. We were just talking about this about Ella on 90 Day.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you do to yourself,
doesn't
what
matter.
You're outside, you're still the same person unless you change what's inside.
Yep.
Yep. Or you have to learn to love yourself or change yourself so that you can change something about yourself inside so that you love yourself more.
Look at me. I am changing. I'm gonna do the word out there.
I changed my life.
Life. What's that from?
Seriously?
Is that Dreamgirls, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll make a vow and no one's gonna stop me.
Boom.
I don't think I can hold that note that long.
I don't really like that song.
I love that song.
I think that song's okay.
I'd much rather hear that than I'm not going.
I don't love that song. That song starts weird. Doesn't it though? Doesn't it sound like it starts in the middle of a song?
Yeah, that's kind of the point. That
I don't enjoy
that
it.
That whole thing. Yeah,
I had problems with the Dreamgirls movie. We've talked about it before. Yeah. I liked a lot of it. I had problems.
I think it's such a product of its time.
Performances were great. It really is not the movie. I had problems with the script of the show. It feels a little outdated.
Yeah,
it's like a chorus line.
It's of its time.
Y'all go see a chorus line now. It doesn't work.
Well, it works, but you have to set it in the 70s.
It has to be a period piece. It has to be so 70s. Mm-hmm. And when it's set modern, it doesn't work.
Oh my God, that Mario Lopez.
Oh.
One was garbage.
Yeah.
That, so awful. Everyone was so pretty, and I'm like, everyone would be working on Broadway with this. All of you would have been cast.
Yeah.
If you watch the original Chorus Line, everyone's like got like faces like they've been dropped a couple times on like they're all clay. I mean, that's been dropped a couple of times.
The movie is terrible too.
The movie's terrible.
It's but they changed it so much.
But I'm saying the original cast of the original Chorus Line. You know how that musical was built, right?
I don't know how it's built.
Jerome Robbins talked to a bunch of dancers, and those monologues were. A lot of those were stitched together from what those actual dancers said.
Oh, wow.
Then there was a huge lawsuit after that because Jerome.
Well, he was a nice person. He was he was a horrible person.
Well, he was a very complicated person. Let's say that.
What's her name? From Gilmore Girls was in the original cast.
Yes, Kelly Bishop.
Kelly Bishop. Yes, y'all. Mother Gilmore was in Chorus Line.
Yes. But there was a settlement, too. To them, so they did get a piece of it because it was their stories they told.
Wow,
because a lot of them were a lot of all those monologues that you hear delivered, they were obviously finessed and punched up. But it was one of the first of the time where these actors came in and had a workshop. They were going to talk about dancer life, and they kind of built a show out of the actors. The next time that happened was. Spelling Bee, and Rebecca Gelman brought a bunch of people, not Gelman, Rebecca Feldman, brought a bunch of people and kind of did a similar thing where they were just improvising a lot of lines and put a script together.
That show was okay.
People love that show. I think the show works much better to see it than to listen to it. It's a much better show to watch than to listen to.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I enjoy watching it. The music is forgettable to me.
I saw it on Broadway. It was forgettable to me.
Yeah.
Who does? I saw that with my mother. She liked it.
Boy.
I said, Mom, what'd you think? Well, it was a musical called Spelling Bee, and it was about a spelling bee. I liked it.
Wow. Where are we?
What happened? Anyway, so Mike just read his daughter for filth.
So let's move on to Stacey and Florian.
1 year anniversary.
It's their 1 year anniversary.
Yes. And they're
trying to make this hand thing that's their hand clasping. And they can't
They're doing a cast of it.
They can't wait to do their plan, their dream wedding, vow renewal.
Poodle, have you ever made a cast of anything to give to someone?
Yeah, and it wasn't my hand.
I didn't think it was.
Yeah.
Didn't think it was.
Yeah. Find that on Amazon.
Yeah. You know? Wow.
Search Piano Cat 77.
Yeah.
I think there are limited supplies available. And I wrote down, Florian looks healthier. And she's like, Florian, skip with his hands. It's woodworking. Blah, 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 blah. You can do all that. And
he's like, yes, it's Stacey's. I'm little, right, Florian? Right, Florian?
Yes, you're little, but with big mouth. You have big mouth on you. Mouth!
Did Florian just make a blowjob joke?
No, because she wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Well, he actually said, but your mouth is big strong.
Big strong, yes. So,
see, I thought the way he said that.
Oh, no, I thought it means she just got a mouth on her.
Maybe that's what it means.
So, glad you always go for that meaning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're Pollyanna over there.
I'm always coming with the highbrow jokes.
We should do a sketch called Poodle-Anna, where you're just dressed like Pollyanna, but you're real slutty. That's a children's book. Maybe that's the next little poodle in your children's book.
Poodle-Anna.
Meets Poodle-Anna.
Mm-hmm, and teaches me all about blowjobs.
It teaches you
how to slut it up. So the older man will look at you.
Poodle Anna says, if you go visit that old woman in the bed who's dying, make sure you have her put you in her will.
Ooh, she learned at a young age about inheritance.
Remember, in life, you can always have a positive attitude if you take people's money.
But money helps.
But money. I think this is an actual story. Poodle in. Poodle in.
Florian wants a big celebration with a beach and 400 people. And she's like, well, I don't even have no 400 people. And he wants to upgrade her ring.
She's like, do you even know 400 people, Florian?
It's like, I know in Albania, I know lots of people.
Yeah, he always says, trust me. Trust me.
And he's talking to this Albanian photographer to build his portfolio. And
that's what I love about Florian. He's a go-getter.
He's out there moving and grooving. He's like moving and grooving. You know, that's what the kids say. Moving and grooving.
And then we find out Florian,
this game is the game.
Florian fucked up the cast. And the producer said, yeah, Florian, it said put the whole bag in. You only did a third of it.
It's like, oh. It's like, yeah, the one is back there wrong. Ah.
I bet there's so much shit that goes wrong that Stacey just has to let go wrong. Because Florian is not a man who reads directions.
No, he just does it.
And he just does what he wants and thinks it'll work out. And then if it doesn't work out, he's one of those guys that says, something's wrong with this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Y'all, so remember Darcy had said that Georgie had been texting her. And we're like, oh, so Darcy's over it. Nope. She's going to New York. We all knew she was.
I haven't told my family. I just want to, but she says she wants to, now, Darcy says that she wants to, have a peaceful breakup, which I think is important, because she's had such volatile breakups, but we all knew, right?
We all knew.
We all knew.
Before we go tell you about all of their reunion, we're going to take a little breaky break.
And talk about Georgie shirtless.
Ooh.
We'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but
That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
I just want to be the bigger person to end on a better high note. It's going to be, this time it's going to be my time. Things are going to go good.
It's going to be my power.
Ending the ways of the past. Nothing's going to stop me now.
Until Q Georgie looking good.
Looking like a snack.
Like the best he's looked. He doesn't have those dark circles under his eyes.
No. He's been healthy.
The hair is up in a bun.
Well, he also cut it so it's like a good length. It looks, y'all, he looks good.
Although,
also,
in his in the moments, his hair does look like Star Wars or that, like, remember that like dinosaur thing, or maybe on Star Wars that had that kind of like things, those like tendrils going around their neck.
Yes.
That's what it looks like. His hair looks terrible.
It doesn't look good there. But y'all, it looked there and later on post-coitus, it looks beautiful.
Oh my God, his hair looks so gorgeous and hers looked terrible. Hers looked like a ratty. You know what? Your wig that you had on the Chicago show that I say looked like a blonde predator was
actually Darcy's hair. You're welcome. I was on point.
That was that looked better than Darcy's hair the next morning.
Yeah.
It didn't look good.
Why did they buy such cheap horsehair extensions? Is it because their extensions? Because you can buy really nice extensions and they don't look like those.
I think you can buy nice extensions, but I feel like nice extensions are upkeep.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't go for the upkeep of them.
Maybe. Yeah. Because sometimes they look great and they're in the moments.
Well, yeah, but because they fix their hair and all that, and they have hair and makeup, and they...
But, like, when they first wake up, it looks like...
I'm just waiting to see...
Scraggly horse hair.
Oh, I'm waiting to see the back of that hair track on Stacey again. Y'all remember, it basically had its own... I think
it's like a paperclip.
Didn't you voice it, actually? Yes. I think you did at one point.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So, y'all, she shows up. They're in the park. It's Saturday in the park with Georgie.
That's exactly what it is.
And he looks good. And so... And
do, 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 do.
It's too
That's
soon.
That's a niche it's Sunday too, joke.
I would go into it more, but
Saturday.
It's...
Saturday.
It's too soon since Sondheim died. We can't do it to him.
That's true.
So, stop worrying what you're doing. Love me.
I can't move on.
I that's it. I can't move on. So, there was like 10 musical theater people that just guffawed. And the rest are like, what the fuck? So, but here's what I noticed. Georgie is so happy to see her.
Yeah.
Could you tell? Like,
I think he really, unless he's a great, really good actor, he really loves her.
Georgie has me convinced too.
Me too.
And we even said that last episode. But I guess we get a little bit. I don't think we, maybe it's the edit, but I don't think they, or maybe Georgie's just aware of the cameras, but I don't feel like we really saw what an asshole Georgie was.
I wrote down this. What is he apologizing for? Is he apologizing for the divorce papers or the way his...
She felt that she couldn't get close to him. He never told her anything.
Right.
He was distant from her.
Right.
Because y'all, in the legacy of Darcy ex-boyfriends, he really treated her better than any of them that we've seen.
Oh, much better than Jesse.
Jesse's
heads above Tom.
Heads above Tom's. Like, I think Georgie actually loves her. But I still say we don't think they're together.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Georgie's on OnlyFans now.
Yep. She would never allow that.
Y'all, I've done this for you, not for my own enjoyment.
I'm sure.
I did pay for that $8.99 monthly subscription.
But she says...
So far, we've got Georgie. Hold on, I got to give the update. Oh, I'm going to give an update every week, just in case.
Okay.
So far, he's been in the bathtub, but all you see is his knees below. And he just said, something's wet.
Oh!
So, but nothing... And there's a couple of shirtless pictures... Nothing peen related, because that's what we're all going to see.
Unless it's butt or peen.
You know what? I'm going to keep subscribing for all of you, and because, yes, I'm going to tell my accountant that charge at OnlyFans is a tax write-off for research.
It's for the show.
I have
this
to
This is the OF
y'all.
Moment.
This is the OF moment. So anyway, we feel like there's no way Darcy would be with Georgie.
I don't think so.
If he was on OnlyFans. No way.
So she's like, there's only a picnic, and I'm kind of confused. So I don't know what's going to happen. And she did say he's kind of like trying to move stuff around of her face. And she's like, yeah, Georgie, I got a new nose.
Okay. he's like, no, there's a hair in your face. She's like, yeah, I got new boobs too. You're not touching those. Not touching these. Nope.
And she's a little standoffish, but she said she's more beautiful than ever. She's like sunshine.
She's ready to fight.
Yeah. He's ready to fight.
She said that. No, she's ready to fight.
Oh, I see.
He is ready to fight for her.
For her.
But she said she wanted a peaceful breakup. She didn't, y'all. She maybe did in her mind, but as soon as she got there, she was triggered. She wanted to have a dramatic break. And that happens a lot of times to us, y'all. We go into something with a good intention, but then those old habits come back, and we just say, it's like, how many times, Poodle, I said, Poodle, don't go over him. And Poodle said, you know what? I'm just going to go and say goodbye to him and give him just a nice piece of my mind. Cut to either they start sleeping together again, or B, our friend who works at the sheriff's office is giving me a call and said, you got to come pick up Poods again.
Come out here. Come out here, you coward.
He's in the middle of the street, and he's naked and screaming again. I'm like, Orange
Grove. It was all Meredith.
I'm like, is it Orange Grove Avenue. Yep, I'll be right there. Be right there. I'll be right there, deputy.
And you know what? I needed to say all of it. It was all deserved.
But I think that's what but Georgie, he just disarms her immediately. And so my question for you, do you think his apology is sincere?
I think he's saying what everything he can with Darcy, that everything he thinks that went wrong. I think he knows he doesn't have to be specific about what he did wrong. She'll take anything that sounds like an apology, and when in her mind, she will kind of rewrite that.
It's true.
He
said to her, he said, I feel bad. He said, I'm sorry. He said, I was hurt and I overreacted and I wanted to say I'm sorry. He did say, you opened your home. He said, but he didn't make it as an excuse. He just said, you opened your home during COVID.
Yeah.
But, and we chose to do that, but we really didn't know each other that well.
We did not know each other that well. And that is the most truthful thing that was said.
Yes. And then Georgia goes on, y'all remember Georgia's a massage therapist. Well, now he's probably on Instagram and OnlyFans, but he's a massage therapist. And so he talks about, y'all,
he lost his identity.
He could not work in quarantine. And he said he lost his identity. And this happened to a lot. This was relatable. This happened to a lot of people. I know if it wasn't for podcasting, we would have gone
I wouldn't know who I was.
Because you weren't able to teach.
No, and
you were trying to do
Zoom. I had no gigs.
Yeah. I mean, so this was a lot of y'all out there. It was very, very relatable. And he said he felt like a prisoner, and I didn't feel like myself, and I was lashing out at Darcy. So he did get specific, and he said, I regret that, and I know now that I'm wrong. And he said, my heart is telling me to fight for you and fight for our love, and I want to do everything I can to fix it, even though I know it won't be easy. And I went,
and she was
what the fuck?
You could see her going like this.
She had her tongue over her teeth just going like, yeah, don't cry. Oh, my God. Because you know that part of Darcy wanted to just look at him, jump on top of him, hug him and say, love me.
Yes.
But
she says, she says, you know, Georgie's just said everything I wanted to hear. But she does say, I'm physically, emotionally, spiritually, I can't do this anymore. I wish he had done this sooner. And she does give him the ring back. He's like, no, don't give it back to me. It's bad luck.
She's like, no, touch it.
I don't know why.
He's like,
the count from Sesame Street. No,
no, no. That is bad luck, though. If you're that is a thing. You're like, you set the. I don't know where I've learned that.
Yeah, you
if
never
you give
touch
somebody's
the
ring. You set the ring down, and they take the ring.
Yeah, you can never touch it.
And he, but she also said him, which actually I thought. I know this is a Darcy thing, but it was beautiful when she said, I see the strength in you and I appreciate it. And that last part was difficult, but she says, I don't think I can do that anymore. And Georgie is literally,
he's crying.
He said, I didn't expect that. And he starts crying a little bit. And that's when she hugs him and says, it's okay.
I need to go.
And I was invested in this.
I know.
Were you?
Yes.
I was.
So let's talk about this little quick thing with Florian and Stacey at the photo shoot.
This is really nothing except for, y'all, I'm going to bookmark this. Florian's a bad model.
He's not great.
I want to see what these pictures look like.
I will say he looks better than I thought he was looking. This model, this was a female model, she was giving face.
Fucking Eva Evangelista. What did I say?
Eva.
Ina.
I-N-A.
No.
That was her name.
The famous model?
No, her name was Ina, I'm saying.
No, but I'm talking about, wasn't it Eva?
Linda Evangelista.
Linda Evangelista Realness.
You're a model, Valentina. You're Linda Evangelista. You're gorgeous.
It's so, she, and I say this, I have to say, I've learned about modeling from watching Micah Plath on Plathville.
Ooh.
No, but you watch.
He can do it.
But you watch him and you see how he carries himself, his body, his face. He has an awareness and understanding of how he moves. Florian doesn't have it.
I think
maybe his pictures look good.
I think when he doesn't smile, and I think when he's this kind of classical version of exotic model.
Uh-huh.
She didn't really match with him, I thought.
Yeah.
But if she needed to be a little more gaunt, and it would have worked.
Yeah, I think like Florian could get into maybe like androgynous type of modeling.
Maybe, or like, but he's got a beard. But I thought this would look much better if it was black and white.
Yeah.
I think the angles of his face.
I want to see the pictures.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, who's somebody I know, famous, who's not really a good looking person when you see them on video, but they're a great model. That is happening.
Yeah.
Florian's not good looking to me.
He looks better when he's got a little more, when Stacey's not sucking him dry. But anyway, it's funny. She's like, there's a girl in this. I'm not jealous.
I'm not jealous at all. And Florian goes, huh?
I'm not chump change.
She's like, didn't know you were shooting with another woman.
I'd model with you.
He doesn't know what to say.
I know, though.
And to Stacey's credit, she's like, she said, she kind of teases him, but she says, I'm really not jealous, though. You need to do this for your life. This is great. Good for you to do. Then she talks a little bit more and she ends with, but I'm not jealous.
She does. And then she says,
she says it like four times.
She does say, this reminds me of when Stacey and I would model for House of 11. She's like, because now is the time for me. And hope he's going to be okay with that. He's going to be fine with that. He wants you to leave him the fuck alone.
He wants you to leave him alone. But what I thought was great, y'all, I love it when anybody I see gets creative. Put the dick pic down.
No, I'm just saying, I have a cameo expiring soon, bitch.
Well, I did see the grinder, though, yellow.
Maybe.
Yeah, so don't lie to me.
I'm not responsible that the boys need to see me.
Don't give
back
a whore lie to a whore, because I'll know. Y'all, that's why I know Poodle's game, because I played it. Anyway.
Everybody play the game.
Sorry, isn't that a Queen song?
Everybody play the game.
That was high.
I wasn't ready for that high note.
Anyway.
Or seeing your uvula shrink like a frightened animal.
Y'all, whatever, if you think it's fakery or what, I do, as an artistic person, I know Poodle is too, I do love it when you see someone that's inspired to like do, and for Stacey to say, this really does feel like, this reminds me, I put in so, if you think about this, I'd never thought about it. She really has dedicated like the last 2 to 3 years of her life
to Florian.
For Florian.
Yep, no.
Getting
true.
Him over here, getting him married, trying to, she is really.
That was her identity.
Thinking that he wanted to have kids, going through it. They put a bookmark on that. So I'm all about Stacey, like doing Stacey, finding the things she loves and being inspired.
I think she's the much more grounded, business minded one anyway. And Darcy's the more like choosing style and things
probably,
like that.
Probably, yeah. Probably. So anyway, that's what she's going to do. But next, y'all, we see Darcy in a bed. And
those
like,
horsehair extensions.
Those horse. It literally, it. She does look like she had just done a run of The Wizard of Oz off Broadway as a Cowardly Lion. And they left the mane on.
And the makeup.
And it is everywhere. And you were like, what happened to her hair? And then Georgie walks in shirtless. And you're like, well, that happened.
So, y'all must have banged.
He looks, we said it again, but
he's in really good shape.
He looks good.
And he said,
Georgie helped me with the bags, he stayed over.
I think there was probably, there were a couple more steps in there, I've thought.
I don't think so. I think he took her to the bags hotel. They started making out. They fucked. And the producer said, how are you feeling? And Darcy said, a little regretful.
So Darcy says, or Georgie says, I need to prove a lot of things, but I don't want to give up. Maybe we could try therapy. Maybe we, and you know, but Darcy's already tried therapy with that one session she had.
With the one.
So it didn't work.
No, she actually loved that. It was, remember she tried that session. She said it was great.
And she was cured.
But Darcy said, you know, she's like, I promised I wouldn't do myself to this and I wouldn't open back up. And so she's like, she looked at him and she's like, I'm going to get dressed. She's like, this is not makeup sex.
Yeah. It's like, my heart is telling me that I need to fight for him.
She's like, and he made me feel special and he made me feel love.
My head is telling me no.
And I came here to give the ring back. But I was, y'all, for Georgie, being a man from his country to suggest going to couples therapy,
yep,
that's a big deal.
Yep,
again,
I agree.
I'm with you. Either this guy is the biggest fucking con,
yep,
or he is really into her.
I think he loves her. Anyway, she says, I need some time to process.
But y'all, Darcy still says no, because she says, my body, she's like, but my head is telling me no. So in a way, I am like.
But she doesn't end things completely.
She doesn't end things, but y'all, this is a big step for Darcy.
I agree.
If you've watched Before the 90 Days.
Because normally she would take Jesse or Tom right back.
Right back.
Yeah.
This is a big fucking deal for Darcy.
I thought that too. I think they were trying to make a stance about that.
I was proud for her.
Not really. She did fuck him.
But that's kind of the best, y'all, because if you remember when she fucked him last season, she opened the covers, y'all. Georgie's dick is huge.
It's big.
It's huge. It is the best dick Darcy has ever had.
I agree with it.
And she misses that.
I don't believe it's very pretty. Girthy.
It's kind of just like a Viking rhino just charging you, but it fills every orifice of your body.
It's a little misshapen, but it does a great job.
Y'all, and he's a massage therapist, so he's great with his hands.
Ooh.
Yes. I mean, he makes love to Dark. That's why her hair looked like that. She was just riding on him, flopping around like a Muppet in the wind. Or like one of those things outside your car wash that's telling you about a sale.
Ka-choom, 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 ka-choom. Is that the first chandelier scream of the new year?
Of 2022?
Maybe.
I think so. It's appropriate that it's Darcy getting on some dick.
So, y'all.
She rode the girth train.
They're back with the girls, and they're like, how do you do your lips like that? And Darcy's like, it gives you that bee stung look.
With the girls, meaning Aniko and Aspen, it's Darcy. And she's like, yeah. And the girls are like, try to purse your lips. She's like, I can't. I got stitches. It still hurts. Here, let me hurt him.
And
like,
she did it. And they looked like Amanda Lepore.
They did.
If you don't know, you can Google her.
You can Google her. And so that Stacy, Deb, and Randy, you know Stacy's walking up when you hear, hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. It's so good to see you, Darcy. It's been so long.
Well, I'm here, girls. I'm here.
Darcy, single. You ready to mingle?
You know what? Fine. You know what, Darth, Stace, Deb? You know what I want to say? This is Raina, in case you forgot.
It's Debbie. Debbie here.
I just want to say.
A little bit like Jackie Mason.
Those girls, they're great girls. We have all raised good children. And I've
raised lots of good dogs.
And
I'm a good dog mom.
When Raina said that, I went, fuck, you have kids?
She has kids. You know she has kids. She has, I'm sure she had wine play dates.
But maybe that's why, maybe she's just tired. Maybe that when she gets with the girls, she just lets it all out.
I think also, we play her like she's drunk all the time because she sounds like it.
She's not, although if they are at a restaurant and drinking wine, she's going
to
be drunk.
She's three sheets to the wind.
She's going
to
be drunk.
So Debbie's like, you're single? You ready to mingle? I'm going to get you with a guy? New guy? That's what people do.
You know what? We weren't planning on doing this, but I think it goes better.
I think
it's time for our first Darcy and Stacy theater.
Oh, this hurts.
No, we don't do it.
No, we can't do it. It hurts our voices.
I don't know if we do it for them. Let's just, y'all, we have to save our voices for them. Excuse me. I'm
going to
be playing the role of Darcy and Raina,
probably. I'll be playing Stacy and Deb.
Wow, Debbie. Duo. We're both double fisting this one.
Double fisting it.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. And scene.
Glad you showed up. Hey, Deb. Hey, Raina.
Hey,
it's so good to see everybody.
What?
I know last time we saw you was with plastic surgery. You know, you was looking great.
You look great.
You're single now.
I love you, new tits. Yeah, how's it going? What's going on?
She went to New York. She went to New York to see Georgie.
I am. I'm single now. Single, ready to mingle.
Tell him what happened.
Well,
You fuck him?
So,
what happened?
I went to New York because I'm a strong woman. Strong woman.
Very strong.
And I said, I'm not doing this anymore. Darcy, you can do this. And I went and I gave him the ring back and I wanted to get it peacefully.
That's so good. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
The ring
so proud
back.
Of you.
Yes, so cheers. Proud of you. Cheers. I do it.
Stay strong, Darcy.
Strong woman.
Stay strong.
I also fucked him.
Oh my God, I can't believe you fucked him.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe
we fucked.
Him.
Got a little
hot and heavy. I can't believe you did this.
Well, hot and heavy.
You fuck him. He says you one thing. You give him the ring back, and you fuck him.
What? Darth, listen. You
she
know,
gave him the ring back, and she gave him his dick.
You can't.
He gave him his dick.
I have told many a man, look, I am not having sex with you unless you buy me a glass of Pinot. And then maybe
you're a
I'll
Pinot
think
slut.
About
you're
it.
You're a
Pinot
slut.
Pinot slut.
Pinot slut.
But ever since I switched to white wine, I just drink now. I'm not saying that. Maybe you just need to switch to white wine. Maybe that's it.
You know what? Have you seen any changes in him? Have you seen any changes? What? He always says there'll be changes, but there's no changes.
He said he's sorry.
He never changes. He never changes, Darth.
I just don't want to move so fast. I just don't want to move so fast.
You're repeating patterns. You're repeating patterns.
I'm not, you know.
It's all about patterns.
No, I've changed since patterns. Turkey. I'm becoming a strong, empowered woman for myself, but this time around, I'm not letting anyone hurt me.
Stay in your power.
Anyone hurt me. Okay, I can't handle it. This is batshit crazy. I'm leaving. All I gotta say is, figure it out, bitch.
You know, when you're hurting yourself, you're hurting those around you. When you're hurting yourself, you're hurting those around you.
Figure it out.
You know,
bitch.
I gotta get you later. Bye.
And scene. I'm glad we did that.
I know.
I'm really glad we did that.
It's a little schizophrenic, but I'm okay with it.
When I really do, honestly, this is a page out of Poodle and I's book to literally, as we're walking and say, walking away, say, love you. Figure it
figure
out,
it out bitch.
Figure it out, bitch.
They're great friends. I'm really glad that they're on the show.
They actually are great friends.
They are. And they're also cartoons.
Oh.
So there's the perfect foil for Darcy and Stacey.
Y'all. I think they're going to be incorporated. I think I'm excited. I think we got a little, the season two of Darcy.
I think they're going to Miami.
Yes, Miami. Season two of Darcy and Stacey was good, but they really had to work around COVID, and they didn't know what the fuck they were doing because this happened in, y'all remember, they got shut down.
Yeah. And Debbie would not go out during COVID.
I think Debbie was being like super cautious, waiting for vaccination and all that.
You don't know what the happened
with COVID. I think this season we're going to have a lot more room to play.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, they're going to Miami, and it's going to be wild.
And that's the show, everybody.
That's the show!
Y'all, so you can listen to past seasons of Darcy and Stacey here on our free feed. Remember, if you want to, if you don't like the commercials that aired, I don't know why you wouldn't. Poodle and I work hard at them.
We do work hard at them.
But some of you, like Destiny from Lalu, you're busy. And remember, you can go to our... We have on our Patreon and Supercast... our reality gates extra. We have a $5 tier where you get all old episodes of 90 Day. But on the $8 tier, that's the cringe tier. But
commercial free for your pleasure.
$8. You don't hear those. You get everything that we do is on the $8 fee. And then on the $15 fee for Patreon, you also get our video of us doing the podcast. Not of Darcy and Stacey, right, but of Before the 90 Days.
Yes.
So you can be sure to check all of that out. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it. Poodle's looking at me like somebody's coming over to fuck him and I need to get out of his apartment.
I'm just tired.
No one's coming over?
No one, maybe.
Okay, there we are, everybody.
Need to confirm.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you know that look in my eye? I hate you.
You're very transparent.
Is your mother a jackal?
I'm telling you, a whore knows a whore. There you go. All right, everybody. And you know what? But everybody should have a good whore friend.
Yes.
And that's what Debbie and Raina and Darcy, they've all are dick pigs. And I'm happy for them.
Y'all, it's the beginning of the new year. As I always say, or people have been saying, don't make resolutions, make routines. And here's something else you can do this year. If you want good stuff to happen, you gotta manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.